Oh, good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, June 9th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 85, the second full paragraph, beginning with, much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and ending with, but we must go further, and that means more action. We are reading and commenting on only one paragraph today. Today's readers are Robin P., who will be reading the text, Julie E.B., reading page 164, and Robin P. will be our reading the text, so no backup reader today. Newcomer greeter is Jody E., and announcements will be Betsy H. The reference number for yesterday, Thursday, June 8th, 2023, is 20,336 or 20336. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,338 or 20338. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Zach A. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. This is Zach A. from Utah. Grateful recovering compulsive overeater. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Zach A. I will now ask Jody E. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in California. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Ten, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Oh, thank you so much, Jody E. And thanks for stepping up and filling in. All right, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinent requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, please let us know by saying pass and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 85, the second full paragraph, beginning with, "Much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration." And we're going to end with, "But we must go further," and that means more action. We are reading and commenting on only one paragraph today. And I will now ask Robin P. to get us started and to begin reading.
Thanks so much for your service. Hi, I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. Much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and direction from him who has all knowledge and power. If we have carefully followed directions, we have begun to sense the flow of his spirit into us. To some extent, we have become God conscious. We have begun to develop this vital sixth sense. But we must go further, and that means more action. You know, and the action that they're referring to is getting more connected to God with your higher power through prayer and meditation in the following paragraphs, and then in the following chapter, step 12, passing it on. And, you know, and because that spirit, that occasional hunch has to be the pause and the connection to my higher power, and really doing my best to have a relationship with my higher power, just like anyone else who I would want to have a positive relationship with. I get to take time to do that and tune in. And it's in the previous paragraph, how can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine be done, that God consciousness. And, you know, how can I be of service to God and my fellows? And, you know, I'm so grateful. I do a gratitude list every day, and there's always so many things to be grateful for. Literally everything in my day, if I'm spiritually fit, I'm grateful for. And I just, you know, I was reviewing yesterday, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, there's so many blessings, there's so many miracles. And when I was in the disease, all I saw were the negatives and hyper focused on them, that mental obsession. And it's such a blessing to know, wow, there's so many things. I see God in so many things. And I've heard that, you know, coincidences are God choosing to remain anonymous. And I feel like that God chooses to remain anonymous in so many moments of my day. And I just, the more I focus on God, the more I see God. And I also, and it's just up to me if I want to keep growing spiritually. And that's the only way I can maintain my abstinence, is I either grow up or I grow out. And I choose to grow up today. And God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinent day. I'm so grateful I got to share. And thanks so much for the meeting.
Oh, thank you so much, Robin P. What a great, great start to this paragraph. And now we are going to open it up for sharing. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared on Wednesday or Thursday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share this morning. Please give us your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from, and who would like to share on this paragraph.
Bruce E.
I heard Bruce E.
Sherry E.
I heard, I think, Sherry E. B.
Julie
A.
Oh, Julie E. B. And I heard a man's voice.
No, it's Liz A.
Oh,
Mary.
Hi, Liz A.
Mary
E. S. from Philadelphia.
Mary E., I think I heard.
C.
Okay, and then I heard someone from Philadelphia. Who was that?
Sonia S. from Philadelphia.
Sonia S.
Joan R., Oregon.
Yes.
Joan R. from Oregon.
Deborah G. from Arizona.
Deborah G. from Arizona, and there was one more.
Danielle W.
Danielle.
From Southern California.
W. from California. Well, that's a great starting lineup. So let me tell you who I've got. Excuse me. I've got Bruce E., Julie E.B., Liz A., Mary C., Sonia F., Joan R., Deborah G., and Danielle W. And again, please let us know where you're calling from. And we're going to start with Bruce E., followed by Julie E.B.
Bruce E., in Florida, down in Fort Myers, Florida. Thank you. I'm a recovered food addict, and I'm doing fairly well today, even though I don't feel like it. So I don't feel like feeling well. I'm still on working a program, still on the calls, still sharing, still talking about things. And actually, life is pretty good, even though my mind tells me it isn't so good. It's good. So I'm happy to be recovered today and not in the food. So much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, direction. So, yeah, we're into this 85 pages, so we've been hearing a lot about strength, inspiration, direction. We can't hear enough about it, or I can't hear enough about it. Here's who it comes from, Him who has all knowledge and power. That person is God, I believe. And so from Him who has all knowledge and power. So if He's got all that, you know, I want to have some of it. I want to tap into it, so I go to Him for it. Not enough, but I need to be doing that more often, all day long, really, all evening. If we have carefully followed directions, the directions laid out in this book, sense the flow of the Spirit. So I do feel that sometimes. I don't feel it today, but it's happening. Whether I feel it or not, it's happening. Become God conscious. So I'm conscious of God. He's conscious of me. I'm conscious of him. He was conscious of me long before I was conscious of him. And I'm such a selfish person, but that's shrinking too. We have begun to develop this vital sixth sense. So I thought about that. I thought, yeah, well, the sixth sense got to be spiritual, right? Because he's talking about spiritual stuff. But then I thought, well, what's the five senses? So I kind of started looking up, and I think it was saying something about, at least where I was looking up, five senses would be the more the physical, you know, seeing, hearing, thinking, or seeing, hearing, smelling, and all that kind of stuff. So that's the five. And then the sixth is this vital, this important, vital sixth sense that I have. But, you know, this isn't far enough. He goes on to say, this isn't far enough. We must go further. And this means more action. So we go on step 11. So I'm never far enough. You know, I always need to go further, you know. And it talks about earlier about resting on my laurels. You know, I can do that anytime. I can just stop and just figure I don't have to do anything else. I just rest. But see, that doesn't happen. I can't stay on a plateau. I either go down or I go up, so I need to be going up all the time. So that means working and more action. So thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Brucey. Next, we have Julie E.B., followed by Liz A. And Julie, if you could.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And I want to talk about this section for a couple of reasons. I'm just so grateful for all of the human beings who helped me be awake to what God has for me. And when I was going through this step, one of my spiritual awakenings or educational experiences of the spirit in the steps that I had came when I got to the bottom, I think 25, 27, whatever. We can no longer continue. There's no middle ground. And so it invites us, it says, blotting out God's consciousness, it says that we can go on blotting out our consciousness of our intolerable situation, or we can seek spiritual help. And right then I heard that word consciousness, and I thought about the 11th step that they were talking there. They're hinting then that one way, the way I used to live, is constantly being conscious. I looked it up, it meant awake. I was constantly awake to my intolerable situation. And the pain would be there. And for me, a lot of the pain is other people, places, and things that I just, if I can't run the show, if I can't know that they're going to be okay, I think of it as protective or loving. Then I just have this intolerable situation of wanting to resolve it. And so I get into controlling or compliance or brainstorming about it. And here's a choice that instead of having that, I could seek spiritual help. And that's where that 11th step says that we have this God consciousness. And here it's referring to that same thing. And simply put, just being awake to something bigger than myself to restore me to sanity. One other word in there is the flow, because whenever I'm pushing for me, I'm so helpful in the first hour for me to hear people defining what they consider their way to tell what is up to, or what is their higher power's voice for me. It's when I'm pushing. That's that self-will, and whatever I push seems to get further and further away, like a door I'm pushing to open it, as opposed to flowing. And just asking, the 11-step prayer we'll be going over soon, says we ask what's next, and
ask for what we need to get there. I don't even have what I need to handle what I'll see ahead. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Julie E.B. And next we have Liz A., followed by Mary C. And Liz A., star one to unmute, please.
Hi, sorry about that. Liz A. from California. Thank you for your service, Stephanie. And yeah, with the deep voice. I love this. Much has been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and direction. You know, it doesn't say we receive more money. It doesn't say we receive, you know, more power. It's strength, inspiration, and direction from him. And I used to think that when I was praying, that I was really praying for God to relieve me so I could help others. But in reality, I was just praying for God to help me, for me. And then something clicked. And this is what I received: strength, inspiration, and direction. And that is all that I need. And then I really did begin to sense the flow of his spirit. I thought it would never happen for me. I just thought, it's not going to happen for me. It's happened for them. But for some reason, it's just not happening for me. But it did. It did, because I kept on. I persevered and did everything I needed to do. You know, I relapsed. I never left the rooms. And it's finally happening. And absolutely God conscious. I cannot start my morning without some kind of morning meditation where I know that God is in me and I am in God. And I know, you know, just like it said in More About Alcoholism, that we relapse if we fail to enlarge our spiritual life. And here is where we must go further, and that means more action. And I am so excited about going further, about getting to know my Maker better. It's such a gift. And I, too, do a gratitude list every single day. And there's just not enough lines in the page for all the things that I'm grateful for. And with that, I think I will pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Liz A. from California. Next, we have Mary C., followed by Sonia F.
Hello, Mary C., from Ohio, compulsive overeater, and gratefully recovering. I have just completed 1 year, my first year in OA. And just got done finishing doing the steps again the second time in that 1 year. I've done them twice now. And then I've just got a brand new sponsee that I'm just starting the steps. We're just going to start step two. And all of a sudden, I've noticed my spiritual part of the program is really starting to grow. It's very slow, but I noticed these small changes in me. I've now taken most of the prayers from the steps, and I've actually changed them to make them more meaningful and personal to me. And it just kind of happens. It's just like something says to me, okay, this is what you need to say in this prayer. And so I've personalized every single prayer, and I think that's definitely God working in me. And I also now, I take God everywhere with me. Every morning I make sure when I do my meditation, I place him in my heart and I place him in my head. And I don't leave the house without him. And a year ago, God wasn't even in my life. And what a change. I can't believe what a difference in 1 year has made. And this is all through this OA program and the 12 steps. So for that, I am so, so grateful. And I thank you, and I pass.
Well, thank you, Mary C. And before we go on to the next person, if you've just joined us, I want to let you know where we are. We're on page 85 and the second full paragraph that begins with much has already been said, and we're reading just that one paragraph and sharing on that today. So next up, we have Sonia F., followed by Joan R.
Hi, this is Sonia S., as in soda, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And thank you, everyone, for being here, and thank you for your service. And what immediately comes to mind is how God has provided a tremendous amount of peace and comfort and support while I am going through breast cancer surgery. And also, I am waiting for my pathology report to come in. And the part in How It Works where it says probably no human power could have relieved me of my alcoholism, but God could and would if he were sought, really applies to everything. God has provided peace in the midst of some very scary information. God has provided support through this program, through my fellows. I am now recovered, thank you, God. So I will be able to sponsor very soon. And that in itself will provide a review of all the things that I've learned through working these 12 steps. And I am having a little bit of fear, and it's something that it's a particular fear that I continue to need to surrender over to God. And I thank God that that God does remove this fear. And I plan on, I was just thinking today, I really need to talk to my sponsor more in depth about this particular fear. And thank you, God, I have resources. You know, thank you, God, I have a sponsor that cares and sponsor that believes in all-powerful, healing, and loving God. So I'm just very grateful to be here, and thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much. And that's Sonia S. from Pennsylvania. Next, we have Joan R., followed by Deborah G.
Good morning. This is Joan R., recovered in Oregon. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Joan. Go for it.
Okay, thank you. I'm so grateful for all the beautiful shares this morning, the temptation this morning, and this beautiful paragraph, but the temptation this morning was to just skip it. You know, it's okay. Boy, the lies. They just come flying, and I knew in my time of prayer and meditation that at the very end of it, that it's like very clearly, don't skip anything that I have put in your life to help you and to guide you, and so important. I mean, it's like it says that word vital. You know, without the inspiration of God, the Spirit, I just, you know, go the opposite way so quickly. And I've had so many beautiful spiritual experiences this year. So what I've learned from the sharings this morning is to write them down, to work on a gratitude list all day long, so that at night when I'm tired and I've got, you know, to answer emails and do program stuff, that I will be able to have that that gift of strength. And that's how I see the gratitude, being able to really just see what has gone on all day and to grow in that conscious contact with my Creator. So thank you for letting me share, and I will pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Joan R. from Oregon. Next, we have Deborah G., followed by Danielle W.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Deborah G. from Arizona, compulsive overeater. And thank you so much for your service leading us today and everyone that's made this meeting possible. And thank you, all the newcomers that are on the line. I'm so glad that you're here. We're all in this together. It's so wonderful to be connected that way. And my sponsor reminds me to stay connected to God. Stay connected to God. And I love that feeling when I'm in that flow. I can, it's like this knowing, and I can hear that still small voice. And it's just like my day, how my day is and how I am with others. And it's just a beautiful experience. And then I can get stuck. I can get stuck in those character challenges. And that's why I have that 10th step, that I can take those through that and get back connected again, because I'm human. That's going to crop up, like it says there. And I'm just so grateful that there is a solution, and that I love that that is like my real purpose, is to fit myself to be of maximum service to God and my fellows. And when I'm in that place, I can do that, you know. And I'm just so grateful for this program and all of you. Take care. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah G. And next, we're going to have Danielle W., and then we're going to take another lineup. So, Danielle, you're up.
Excuse me. Thank you. Good morning. This is Danielle W. from Southern California. Gratefully recovered, but not cured. I love the line, we have begun to sense the flow of His Spirit into us. You know, for a very, very, very long time, I used food to cut off any sensation. You know, feelings started to bubble up, I would just consume and consume and try to push those feelings back down. I would use food to gain weight so that I could basically create a barrier to the world, but I didn't like the way my body felt, so I would just cut off any sense of what that felt like. It was just a way to numb myself most of the time. And I didn't have any connection mentally, spiritually, physically to the sensations that were going on inside me. Food was, food was the poison I was using to kill my life. And now that I'm, abstinent and clean, I can feel things. I can sense things. I'm connected to my body. I'm connected to my God. And because of that, I can now sense the flow of God in my life, and I know now if I'm not in alignment with my higher power, I can feel it. I may have, a knot in my throat. I may have an upset stomach. I may feel, a little pain in my chest, but I can physically feel the sensation that I'm, swimming upstream, if you will. And, but when I'm in the flow, when I am in alignment with God's plans for me, I'm at peace. I'm at peace. And if I was in the food, I wouldn't be able to sense that or feel that or know that. We have to put the food down before we can find our way to this beautiful life. And now, I turn my life and my will over, and I keep the channel clean, and then I just get to go with God's plan. When I'm in the flow of life, it just feels so much easier, and it's more beautiful, and I'm more present. So I'll keep coming back. I will be here, and I will do the work. This is a lifelong program. Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you, Danielle W. And I think we can probably take about four or five more. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Alex K. Chris S. in Washington.
I've got Alex Elaine K. Was that Chris?
Yeah.
S. from Washington?
Yes.
Brianna.
Okay. I heard someone before Dion. Dion. Who was that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Elaine. Oh, that's okay, Dion. Elaine C. Okay. Did I miss anyone? All right. I've got Alex K. Oh, Yvonne W. I thought I heard someone else. Okay. So we're going to go with Alex K, Chris S, Elaine C, Dion R, and Yvonne W. And again, please let us know where you're calling from. And Alex K will be next, followed by Chris S.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here. Alex K in California, recovered compulsive eater, just for today. This, I love those phrases, flow of spirit, and we become God conscious. It made me think about the difference between my self-will disease voice and my higher powers voice. My self-will disease voice is complicated, chaotic, negative, loud, demanding, harsh, trying to figure everything out alone, urgent, critical, fearful, insecure, and it lies to me. And my higher powers voice is loving and very simple. Sometimes it's just a word like, I'm here, or all is well, breathe, positive, quiet, wise guidance, calm, peaceful, gentle, reassuring, confident, encouraging, all is well, easy does it, and always tells me the truth. I'm really grateful that more and more I feel the presence of my higher power. It's like I'm getting this big warm hug, and I hear my higher power's voice more than my disease voice. Or when I hear my disease voice, I recognize quickly that that's what it is, and I turn to my higher power. Just so grateful for this connection with my loving spiritual companion and for progress and becoming more higher power centered and not coincidentally much more serene in my life. Thanks, everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Alex K. from California. Next up, we have Chris S. followed by Elaine C.
Good morning. Yes, this is Chris. S is in Sharp in Washington, and I want to say hello to everyone, and thank you for your shares. Every single person has said something that was meaningful for me. In this paragraph, I have it written down that this is the end of step 10 in this section of the book, the instructions. And I've been in the program many, 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 many years, and I'm really grateful for the vision line. I have 6 months now of abstinence and really getting into depth working this program, and especially being given step 10. I don't know why I've never received this kind of direction, because when I do a step 10 and I got to do several of them a day, it takes me out of that stew that's going on in my mind, and I can get to to peaceful and loving and caring and all those wonderful principles of the program. What I'm practicing today and this week and for a while, forever, is not just being gratitude for what I have or what I've been given or what's placed in front of me, but is to appreciate what I'm grateful for. I had my mammogram yesterday and it came back clear, negative for cancer. So that means I am, there's no evidence of cancer in my breast. I am a two-time survivor of that. And let me tell you, it's not that I'm grateful for cancer, but I'm grateful for the kind of faith I've had to put in my higher power to take me through this, to be given the medical people who have taken care of me, the support of friends and family. And, before I would just gloss over those things I'm grateful for, but to have that appreciation, it just brings more peace and love and joy and care into my life. And then the other thing that I've received over the last 6 months is that page 133 in the big book, God wants me to be happy, joyous, and free. He doesn't want me to have more misery in my life. And he doesn't want me to manufacture that misery by getting into my stews. Instead, I've been handed step 10. And I've been handed the 12 steps. And in that toolbox, there is an answer for any problem that comes up into my life. And there's gratitude for everything that comes up into my life. Thank you, folks, for being here. With that, I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Krista S. from Washington. Next up, Elaine C., followed by Dion R.
Good morning. My name is Elaine C. from Michigan, a compulsive reader. First of all, thank you to everyone who has a part to play in the vision meetings. I've heard on vision to get rid of the rid, which is being restless, irritable, and discontent. Here it shows me that I can replace rid with Sid, strength, inspiration, and direction from him who has all power. What a powerful exchange. I pass.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Elaine C. Dion R., you're up, followed by Yvonne W.
Oh, wow, that was powerful. Hi. I'm like, oh, I got choked. Hi, I'm Dion R. from Ohio, and thank you. Thank you, thank you all. You're just blowing us God consciousness all over here. Oh, my goodness. Whew. Yes, the restless, irritable, that one got me, the restless, irritable, and discontent. Much has already been said about receiving, like paraphrasing, strength, inspiration, and direction from him, who has all knowledge and power. He knows what I need. I just got to get God conscious. I heard that in all those shares. You know, just get God conscious, you know. And I don't know. I can't explain. I can't give it. But I know when I do these simple things they suggest, something changes. I'm no longer restless, irritable, discontent. I want to show how good God is. I just love. And this is not how I was several years ago, but today, you know, I keep going in my spiritual development. I want to hear from Karen, so I'm going to shut up. I'm like, I said, look, that was an exclamation point. I'm good. Thank you all for being on this meeting and allow me to get some hope again. Thanks. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Dion R. from Ohio. And Yvonne W., you're up next.
Oh, hi. This is Kevana W. from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this is my very first time sharing on vision. I'm a little nervous, but I just wanted to say that, you know, every day when I wake up, my goal is to seek God and have that God consciousness in my day. And, you know, when I don't do that, things don't seem to go too well. So that's my goal every day, is to have that quiet time with God to help me center and just get direction for the day. And every day I just continue to ask God to help me and to remember to bring him into all areas of my life. I think that's all. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you. And I believe it was Kevana W. From Pennsylvania. And I hope I got it right that time. My ears seem to not be working right today. So we do have time. We have time for probably one, maybe two more. Is there anyone else who would like to share on this paragraph this morning?
My name is Rhonda L., and I would like to share.
All right,
Rocky.
We can probably just do two. And Rocky, what's your last initial? Okay, well, we'll go with Rhonda L. followed by Rocky. So, Rhonda, go for it.
Okay, my name is Rhonda L., and I'm a compulsive overeater. And this is my first day to a vision for you and over, I don't know, 4 or 5 years anyway. And when I was here before, I just barely got started and I dropped out. But today I've heard a lot of really good things. And I hope that I'm back this time for good, and I would appreciate phone numbers. And thank you for letting me be here. I appreciate it, and that's all I have.
And Rhonda, where are you calling from? Rhonda, what state are you calling from? Okay. Well, welcome back. Please.
Houston, Texas.
From Texas. All right, perfect. And please stay on the line once we're done and the recording's done with the recording. There will be time to give out your number as a newcomer, and sponsors will give out their number as well. So don't go anywhere, Rhonda. Welcome back. We're glad you're here. Rocky, you're next. And if you could let us know your last initial and where you're calling from.
Oh, yeah. Hi, good morning. This is Rocky, compulsive overeater in Tempe, Arizona. Yeah, to some extent, we have become God conscious. Man, I don't have enough words, but just the 12 steps are transformational, you know. I knew of God, but I didn't know him personally. The 12 steps have helped me to come and meet and follow Jesus like I never did before. He is my God, my Lord, my Savior. And, you know, he is the power that has helped me through these 9 years of recovery. Yesterday was my anniversary. And I cannot tell you how much my life has changed. Not only have I lost weight, but, you know, in life, like, I was able to accomplish things I never thought possible. You know, I have seen many, many women get their awakening and their lives have changed. It's truly a life I wouldn't change. I don't regret my past, nor wish to shut the door on it. And it is because of God, you know. So if there's a newcomer, if the word God gives you the chills, just relax. You're not going to die because of chills. Nobody has. Just relax and just trust the process. And old timers, you know, keep seeking because God loves you so very much. It's incredible. And so, yeah, thank you for letting me share. And with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Rocky, and happy anniversary. All right. I think we're just about out of time. So we will now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will Jody E.B. please read A Vision for You?
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and we surely meet some of you as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.